वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 टेक्स्ट 27 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट 26 अथो भजस्व मां भद्र अथो भजस्व मां भद्र भजति मे दयां कुरु भजति मे दयां कुरु एतावान् पुरुषो धर्मा एतावान् पुरुषो धर्मा यदार्थान् अनुकंपते यदार्थान् अनुकंपते अतो भजस्व मां भद्र भजन्ति मे दयां कुरु एतावान् पौरुषो धर्म यदार्थाननुकम्पते अथो भजस्व मां भद्र भजन्ति मे दयां कुरु एतावान् पौरुषो धर्म यदार्थानुकम्पने।
Thank you.
గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 టెక్స్ట్ 26 చాప్టర్ 27 అతో భజస్వ మాం భద్ర భజంతి మే దయాన్కురు ఏతావాన్ పౌరుషో ధర్మో యథార్థాన్ అనుకంపతే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ కాలకన్య కంటిన్యూడ్, ఓ జెంటిల్ వన్, I am now present before you to serve you. Please accept me and thus show me mercy. It is a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassionate upon a person who is distressed. Repeat. Kalakanya continued, O gentle one, I am now present before you to serve you. Please accept me and thus show me mercy. It is a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassionate upon a person who is distressed. Purport. Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas, could also refuse to accept Kalakanya, the daughter of time, but he considered the request due to the order of Narada Muni. Thus he accepted Kalakanya in a different way. In other words, the injunctions of Narada Muni or the path of devotional service can be accepted by anyone within the three worlds, and certainly by the king of Yavanas. Lord Chaitanya himself requested everyone to preach the cult of Bhakti Yoga all over the world, in every village and town. Preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have actually experienced that even the Yavanas and Mleshyas have taken to spiritual life on the strength of Narada Muni's Pancharatrika Vidhi. When mankind follows the disciplic succession as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone throughout the world will benefit. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద ద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ స్టోరీ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్, కాలకన్య ఇస్ జరా ఆర్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్. Coming in the course of time, like in the course of marriage, there is going to be a son or a daughter, and here it is daughter. So the old age, which no one likes. So Kalakanya is described as the product of time, the consequence of time, the old age. Everyone has to get old. Another meaning here, This Kalakanya is searching for husband, like it is the nature of every woman to search for a shelter. So Narada Muni, when this Kalakanya was anxious to accept someone as her husband, so he, Narada Muni, he suggested the king of Yavanas or Malaysia, to, because she is coming on her own, like old age, it comes on her own, and everyone has to accept, but devotees, they also undergo old age, but it is not to suffer the pangs of old age. Old age will come, but not necessarily that we have to be influenced by old age, or we have to suffer from the invalidity of old age. So the two meanings that comes from the story is that one meaning is Kalakanya as old age. A second meaning is for preachers. For preachers, old age is not an impediment. When devotees live long, they can share their experience. Like Prabhupada, because he lived that long, so he could share his experience and his devotion and his knowledge with everyone. If people die early, like Adi Shankaracharya, he left his body only when he was 32 years old. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared from this world when he was only 48 years old. So a lot of saintly people, they left their bodies very early. But if devotees, for devotees it is good to stay as long as possible for two reasons. If a devotee stays longer life, then he can remove more anardhas. We all have many, our bhakti is not ripened. Ripening of bhakti means developing spontaneous attachment to, spontaneous attraction for God. That is the ripened fruit of devotion service. Prema Pumarda Mahan, the fruit of devotional service, not Dharma or the Kama. By devotional service, in the beginning they will come. In the devotional service, when you are doing bhakti, you get a tablet, you get an iPod, you get a camera, things like that. Dharma, Ardha, Kama, Moksha. And then you get some recognition, oh, you have done such sacrifice, you are so educated, you have given your life for bhakti. You get some kind of recognition. And then there will be proposals also. Generally, it is difficult to find a suitable wife or husband. But in devotional service, by Krishna's arrangement, suitable husbands will come for girls, and suitable wives will come for Prabhuji's, because any devotee girl is looking for a devotee husband. Any devotee Prabhu is looking for a devotee wife. In the outside world, it is very difficult to find. But when you are practicing bhakti, by Krishna's arrangement, matches will be made from unknown corners of the world. That's what people say about ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Marriages are international. Ambarish Prabhu getting married to a Bengali woman. And Indian Prabhuji is getting married to, in India you don't get that kind of fair woman, Western skin. So you have all kinds of combinations, which you are not a devotee. When you are not a devotee, there is no possibility. Because how you will come in contact with such things? If you are just staying in Nellur, in your house, you are not going to get some proposal from United States. But in ISKCON, everything is possible. Things fly. The news will fly everywhere. So this is called Dharma Ardha Kama. Getting little recognition, getting many material things, and your material desires will be fulfilled. When you have a Krishna conscious husband, when you have children who from the childhood will say Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe, and devotee becomes very happy. Like, you know, you find little kids, they come to the temple. So we may have avoided marriage, and we see children as a nuisance because they make so much mischief. They test your patience. But when they are not your children, because the whole headache is taken by some parents, but you will have nice kids with tilak and haribol and dancing. So you will have the fun. Without having children, you will have the fun. No? Krishna will give you that opportunity. Because children are always sweet and attractive. Until you have to take care of them, then you see how it is a headache to take care of the children. But to pass a few minutes with them, with their childlike innocence, that is very nice. It's not that it's my wish. We have seen in the life of Prabhupada, whenever small kids come, Prabhupada will play with them. Even when his grihastha disciples, when they come with their little kids, like grandfather, Prabhupada was very affectionate to them. And one time, to the son of Upendra, Prabhupada he pulled out $10 note and gave it to the child. So Upendra was thinking, what is this? We are supposed to give to the spiritual master everything, but Prabhupada is giving a $10 note to my son. Then Prabhupada said, it is the grandfather's business that when grandchildren get something from the grandfather, they become very proud, they become very joyful. So Prabhupada also told, without producing myself, now I have daughters and sons all over the world, and I have mothers all over the world. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. When you have certain material relationships which you have not seen, which sentiments we have, and Krishna will fulfill all those emotional needs and sentiments. And one time I remember my mother was telling me, you don't know what it is like, motherly love or the love of a father, because you never had any children. When you produce children, and mother undergoes 10 months of gestation, rearing the child in the womb, and then she has the child, then so much affection. But people may think like that, but affection for Krishna, Krishna's affection will so much overflow. If anybody is developing love for Krishna, they will have all these loving sentiments, pure loving sentiments. So devotees are very affectionate to one and all. They don't see their caste, they don't see their bodily. Generally we are attracted to beautiful bodies and we tend to love them, but devotees are not like that, because that is not tainted love. It is not love based on the body. That's why devotees are the public, the common people are very influenced by the love of a sadhu, because without any expectation, without any conditions, the sadhu's love will go to everyone. Generally, if someone is helping us, we are very affectionate to them. If someone is very nice, we feel very affectionate towards them. Or if someone is very beautiful, either beautiful or well-behaved, or rendering a service, we develop a natural inclination to love them. One is because our senses are gratified by the beauty or by the service we receive, and by their good behavior, how they are respectful to you. But the affection of a sadhu, it's not mutual, but it is one-sided. The definition of love that was told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, real love means it is not reciprocal. If you think you love somebody and he may neglect you, he may ignore you, he may actually hate you, but if you love him, you tolerate all your lover's advances, whatever. That is the nature of genuine love. Hindi mein matlab ka pyar. Matlab, that means we have something to extract for them, or we have some len-den. But when then len-den is disturbed, give and take is disturbed, and then when we move away, we don't have any more business with him, then everything will be forgotten. But spiritual love, ahaitiki, no reason. Because by loving Krishna, the joy, the fullness, the fulfillment, so we also become, Krishna is causelessly merciful, so devotees also, by the love and affection they get from Krishna, and then that overflows from them. They are just kind and good, and they are affectionate to everyone. Sometimes it is said, love is very possessive. Possessive in the sense, if there is some, just like about Krishna it is said, Krishna, he expects everything, he doesn't, that is called undivided love. Because that nature is there in Krishna, so we all have that. We marry, we expect the husband to be exclusive to us. Similarly, you expect your wife exclusive to you. And that gives rise to selfishness, and that gives rise to disturbances, because we are in a society. In a society, everyone is expecting, everyone has some expectations from us. So there is a conversation in Gopi Geet. Krishna is addressing gopis. He is telling them, I don't remember that sloka. Naparayeham. Very famous sloka. I learned it long back because I have not used that sloka for a long time now. It's one of the very key slokas of divine love. Because Krishna is exalting, Krishna is glorifying the love of his devotees, especially the gopis. So what he is saying, my dear gopis, I cannot repay your love, although I am omnipotent, although I cannot repay you. You love me, and I cannot love you in the same way, because I have to love so many people. Because Krishna is God, his love is divided between so many living entities. But when a gopi is loving, like we read that song, Teja Kulalaj. In the song today we sang, Teja Kulalaj. That means the gopis are abandoning their family traditions, their social norms, their womanly obligations, women are expected to remain coy and shy. For Krishna, the gopis gave up all shame. That's how they came out naked from the Yamuna, because Krishna was demanding, if you want your clothes back, you come out, and then I will give you your clothes. So internally, the gopis were happy, because a woman can only stand naked before the husband. So indirectly, Krishna is accepting all of them as his intimate associates. So, but there is what is called social etiquette. So they gave up all their things, family traditions and things. So Krishna is saying, you have sacrificed so much, everything. You did not care nothing in this world. People may brand you, criticize you. People may put some allegations on you. But out of intense love and devotion for Krishna, they have no second thoughts. We should do this or not. What will others think? When your mind is concentrated, then you have only, there is no conflict of thoughts. That is what happens when you come to Krishna. Your thoughts are clear. They uninterruptedly flow towards Krishna. But you know that there is no one Advitiya. So when there is a variety, then we have to think, what is the best thing I should do? But when you come to Krishna, ultimately in your life, then that's where the mind will come and rest, asraya. Krishna is asraya. Parabrahma, parandhama, pavitram, paramam bhavam, divyam, purusham, sasatam, adidevam, ajam vibhum. Krishna is the ultimate rest. That's why Krishna is saying, our mind will remain fickle, chanchala, as long as it has not taken shelter of Krishna. Only Krishna Prem will give you without any duality, without any confusion, clear decision you will make in life. Second thing, your mind will never waver. I came to devotional service, there are difficulties here, why did I join? Maybe I should go back. When I joined, now I see many problems. Maybe I should have done something else. No. When your intellect is clear, when your sadhana is strong, you see all these obstacles and difficulties as the personal arrangement of Krishna. Krishna is personally helping me to become cleansed of all the dirt. Krishna is making personal arrangements specially for me to become disgusted, to become detached from the world. So, in that Gopi Geet, Krishna is responding, so I can never have love for you as you have for me, because I have to love so many, but you have totally given yourself to me. It's called Saranagati. Saranagati, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. It's called Saranagati, is called Atmanivedanam. Everything, my body, like that song, Manasa Deha Geha Yokuchimor, Arpilu Tuyapada Nandakishore. So this kind of sacrifice, unmindful of what will happen to me in the future, because you develop such attachment and faith in Krishna, I will never be a loser. If I give anything to Krishna, if I give my everything to Krishna, actually the fact is, if you give less to Krishna, you will still remain distanced from Krishna. Risking everything, you give everything to Krishna, and Krishna says, I am yours. If God is yours, that means, Prabhupada, he took all risk. He did everything. He did not mind his old age. He did not mind the unfavorable. Nobody is interested. But Prabhupada, it doesn't matter. Even if nobody accepts, I have to do my job. I have to please my guru. And even if no one accepts devotional service, but devotional service is the wealth. If no one wants his wealth, but I am happy, and I cannot give it up. And Prabhupada went on. For 16 years, Prabhupada went on. No result for 16 years. Generally, we give up hope. Why should I waste my time? But Prabhupada was more and more determined, and more he was happy. When the results were not there, generally when the results are not there, we become very discouraged. But Prabhupada was becoming, Prabhupada made a statement, when people don't want bhakti, just like it is like a, between two wrestlers, if the other man is stronger, more powerful, but if you have the spirit of a wrestler, you like it. No? But if you just want, somehow I want victory, so I don't like this guy, he's more powerful than me, I'm going to be defeated. But a person who takes the fight sportively, unmindful of, sometimes these matches take place. Wimbledon tennis match. And then they are very fierce. Both are very experienced and expert. Very fierce rounds. Everybody is watching in excitement. Because both are like equals. So, what is going to be the outcome, result? And then someone makes a mistake and the other man takes him over. And in the end, both of them, they hug each other. You are a right match. You gave me a good fight. Like that. Like even in Mahabharata war also, all day, very intense fighting. But both sides, they know that it is their duty. It's not that really anyone hates anyone else. Krishna wanted the fight. You know that, no? Like, actually nobody is bad. That is Krishna is the director, and Kauravas are villains, and Pandavas are heroes, and there's a wonderful drama. So the Kauravas and Pandavas took it that way, and then they did their job. That's why at the end of the battle, they all sit together and joke and talk nicely, and next day, either I will live or you will live. I have to die or you have to die. Let's fight. So this is called Kshatriya spirit. It's not that we hate someone or we are afraid of the other person. It's called fighting spirit. So Prabhupada, he took preaching mission like that. Result or no result, that means Prabhupada declared war on Maya. And finally, because Prabhupada did not give it up, so Krishna came on the side of Prabhupada. And once Krishna came on the side of Prabhupada, you can expect everywhere, Prabhupada's English was not good, Prabhupada, his voice was choked up, very old man. No? You hear the, you have to really focus to understand what Prabhupada is saying. No? You know, you get used to, you may wonder how these foreign disciples, they could follow the accent of Prabhupada, they could understand Prabhupada saying something, stopping something. And but because they have that affection for Prabhupada and they are staying with Prabhupada, immediately because of their devotion, they could catch up. They could clearly understand everything Prabhupada was saying. So that is Krishna's arrangement, that when Krishna has taken the side of Prabhupada, Krishna tested Prabhupada, and then finally Krishna accepted the defeat. Krishna accepted defeat. Now I am your servant. So wherever Prabhupada went, whatever Prabhupada wanted, immediately Prabhupada said something, Krishna has to make it happen. Like that, no? So the point here is, devotees, if they live longer, they can get rid of their anardhas and they can develop their intense love. And devotees, when they live longer, they can share their mature sentiments, their devotional emotions, ecstasies. Ordinary devotees, they cannot express so many, but as you advance in devotional service, you will be able to appreciate the reciprocation of Krishna. Right now also Krishna is doing so much for us, but because we are not mature, we are not understanding the grace of God, the blessings of God, the reciprocation of God, we are still lusty, we are still passionate, so we don't see how Krishna is making wonderful arrangements. But as you become really sattvic and sober, you see how Krishna is personally arranging, just exactly, that means like a completely devoted person. So when devotees live longer, then they will be able to speak more confidential, more intimate. They can explain Bhagavatam better and better. So here this Kalakanya is accepted by Yavan Raj, and that means unmindful of old age, devotees are very happy. Devotees are very happy to accept old age. Generally, ordinary people are very afraid of old age. No? We see people saying, I don't want to become bedridden. I want to die when I am moving about. I don't want to be a burden to myself and burden to others. But people never considered Prabhupada a burden. We are getting here. We are getting grand opportunity to serve a Mahabhagavat. So they are doing all kinds of services happily. Generally, even including your parents, because there is no that this thing between. So even when parents are very old, I think when they will die, because they have not given you that soul-touching love. So I think, and also we are also having many conflicting interests. So old age parents are a burden. But for Krishna devotee, when he becomes old, by Krishna's arrangement, there are so many people to serve him very happily, willing to do anything which they may not have done to their parents also. Similarly, a devotee, Prabhupada, he was appreciated by devotees. So, wow, Prabhupada is so old, but he is stretching himself so much, he is straining himself so much. Prabhupada was completely oblivious of his body. He did not care for his body. Let me give my every drop for benefiting my disciples, for benefiting the world, by propagating the holy name, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sanketan ki.